You're tuning in to Taco Tuesdays with Nutso and Chuck the Rap Star, brought to you by NerdReviews.com. So without further review, let's taco about it.
Taco Tuesday, hey, say Taco Tuesday, hey, I'll take your order right across the border.
Oh.
You like that? You like that?
Yeah, that's right across. Well, we are across the border.
What border, though? We'll cross two borders. So, yeah.
What do you mean? Canada and Mexico?
Canada and Mexico, right in the middle. That smack in the center like an Oreo cookie. So
there's an orgy going on, and America's in the middle.
It's a NAFTA orgy. The NAFTA orgy. Welcome to Taco Tuesdays, everyone, here on the NerdsReviews.com network. He's Chuck the Rap Star. He's a rap star. His name is Chuck. He clearly tells you in his name, so learn about it.
What up?
Whoa. You even got the rap thing going on. Yo, what is up?
As I eat my corn nuts, I'm sure you can hear it.
He got that from the taco truck. Remember, this Tuesday, we're having a special. Buy three tacos, get a free bag of corn nuts. We also have some horchata. And made out of brown rice, because we didn't find any white. The white rice was out with the place we went. And the problem was, I went to Petco, so I clearly went to the wrong place. And then they said, are you making a... Oh, wow, this joke is going to be real bad if I continue it. I'll pass on it. It was going to get real, something about cats and Asian food. Anyway, I'm Nutso. It's Chuck the Rap Star. We're here to entertain your brains, your minds.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to our nonsense.
Remember to, if you're subscribed to Nerds Talking, you're subscribed to Taco Tuesday as well, because we're all part of the same network.
So you're suckered in.
Suckered in to the nonsense. Give us a call as soon as we get a phone number. I'd like that.
Well, right now we can start with the Chipley-Doo, 555-5555.
You say Chipley-Doo?
What they typically do.
Oh, I was like, what's a Chipley-Doo? Chipley-Doo?
Well, what they Chipley-Doo is they make a fake number. Oi.
Oi, mate. Chipley-Doo to you too. Like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, Chipley-Doo? Chipley, call this number.
What they typically do is call now, and the number on the screen, dial 555-555-555.
In movies, they always do the five. Call this number here, okay? 719-266-8237. And you will reach one of us at the Nerd Reviews Network. That's 719-266-2837. You'll enjoy it. Believe me. You'll
love it. How are the Nerds Review Network going? How is that?
You know, since I'm the host and I'm hosting it and I run the show. I'm the boss.
Oh, okay.
I'm the boss. I want to be the boss of your life.
Is that how we got our spot?
The other guys were like, we need another show. And I was like, I'm the boss. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they're like, that must mean something. It means Taco Tuesdays.
Everybody loves Taco. So the reason why the show's called Taco Tuesdays is because everybody loves Taco Tuesdays.
It's true. Yet I never eat tacos on Tuesdays prior to our food truck. Interesting.
And now we only eat tacos on Tuesdays because we have to, because we're in the food truck.
Yeah, it's kind of like you have to kind of be committed all the way. You know what I mean? You can't go back now. You got to eat Taco Tuesdays.
I dress up as a taco, eating a taco while I'm eating a taco on Tuesday.
You go really far up. Do you put sour cream on yourself? And I don't do sour cream in my taco. I hate sour cream, to be honest. I don't want it. Don't leave it off. No.
I love sour cream.
In your tacos or like in your chili or just in general?
In my tacos.
You at least like sour cream.
I'm like a cheese guy, so I like sour cream. I like the shredded cheese.
You're like a connoisseur.
Yes.
You're
a
connoisseur, dinosaur, carnivorous, carnivore. How do you like that?
Huh? That's pretty good.
Yeah. You used to do the rapping thing.
All I can equate to that is that I like tacos with meat.
Yeah, that's what a T-Rex would order if he showed up. You know.
Oh, no. A T-Rex would totally order a vegan taco.
That's true. It's weird. Dinosaurs weren't vegans, damn it. Why do we say that? How do they know these facts about dinosaurs? I don't get it. How do they even know about dinosaurs? They say things about dinosaurs, and I don't believe a word.
I think they just sit in a conference room and throw ideas back and forth.
Yeah, dinosaurs come from birds.
That sounds good. All right.
But hey, who's going to not know? Like, who's going to tell you?
Who's going to fucking argue with this?
Yeah, and who's going to be like, those aren't the facts. Like, how do you know? I saw Jurassic Park. Dinosaurs are from mosquito blood. Huh. Well, son of a bitch. Didn't I know that?
From the anybody nectar. Who does know, they're going to end up dead, missing.
Yeah, it's just that the whole dinosaur thing is just weird because they have all these facts, like they had feathers on their, like, what? How do you know this? You don't know this. You don't know anything prior to, like, I don't know. Let's say.
What I do know is dinosaurs were fucking big.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they weren't nice.
That's another thing. We don't know. What if they were very polite?
I doubt that.
What if, like, Brontosaurus, is this a long neck one, right?
I don't trust people with pointy teeth.
Like the Brontosaurus, he was like the weatherman because he was always up there.
Oh, so they're giving them jobs.
The T-Rex is like, hey, what's the weather like? Well, he talks
just so
well. The weather's not too bad up here. Hey, are you Italian? I could be Italian. But I don't know. Dinosaurs are weird, man. Dinosaurs, it's just that when you go to a museum, you go to see all these. Here in LA, there's a great museum here, nothing but dinosaur bones. But 50% of the dinosaurs manufactured.
And oh, like tells they just you that. Added the rest of it?
Yeah, like we only found the head, three arms, anyway, and two bones. We think they're his ribs. Could be his dick. Anyway, we made the rest up. Like, oh, and you assume that's what he looks like? That's what he looks like. He does.
We measured the head and punched in the bones we had in a computer, and this is the rendering we got.
This is the rendering we got. All the T-Rex look
different. You know what I would love to see is all of them just be midgets.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like these big old heads, little bodies. They drag their heads everywhere. That's why they died. Extinct because they get dragging their heads everywhere.
Just midgets.
Yeah. Have you seen up in the sky lately? No, goddammit. Why do you ask me that every day? I can only see the ground. I eat grass all day.
That would be pretty fucking funny.
Dinosaurs, man.
If a time machine ever falls into our hands, we're traveling there.
You can only have one place to go. A new time machine, okay? Just go see dinosaurs. Remember, you only set one date, and then it takes you back like 12 hours later, automatically, no matter what you're doing. What do you do with that one trip back in time?
Investing in Bitcoin.
Smart idea. I'm not going to lie. It's a grandioso idea. I wouldn't do that. I would first look up the history of the biggest lotto numbers that no one won and be like, all right, I'm going to go back. Here, play these numbers on Thursday. Don't be stupid, man. And then just like, all right, I got 12 hours to kill. We got some tacos. That's it. You know,
you like, can at least treat me to some fucking tacos.
Yeah. And then I explained Taco Tuesday to him. He's like, that's a thing. Like, that's a thing. Really? On Tuesdays we eat tacos? Yeah.
And then copyrights it. That son of a bitch.
You go back. All of a sudden, he's rich, not off the lotto numbers, because he's like, oh, he has restaurants called Taco Tuesday. Like,
Taco Tuesday.
Damn it, man. But do you own part of it now? That's another thing. Huh. Interesting. I think people would say, I'd go back to see if Jesus was real. And if he was, then what?
I'm pretty sure there's quite a few people that would do that.
But then what do you do?
I would like to meet Jesus.
Do you take a selfie? Do you ask for a wish? What are you going to do when you get there? You know?
When you meet Jesus before he dies, he's not really like that big of a deal.
What if you were the guy that went back... Right, and you're like, hey, Jesus, that guy right there. Who? That guy, Judas guy. No, let him in the club.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it, Jesus. Don't do it, Jesus.
And then when like at night or when they all go and take off, you like kidnap Judas. You take him with you. You come with me. And then you get back and the religion is so screwed up. Jesus lived to like 85.
People worship pineapples. Cancer.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If you go meet him while he's alive, he's not really a big figure.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, it'd be like, why would you want to waste your one back in time to go meet him
when he's a nobody?
Don't disrupt him. Number one, because you're gonna throw off the course of everything people freaking go to Sundays for. And then
just snips a lock of his hair.
What are you gonna do when you meet him? Jesus. So he's like, what?
Turns out Jesus is an ogre.
Yeah. He's like, what do you want? Oh, shit, man. Anyway, you die at 33 years old. That's not cool, bro. I know. I'm just saying.
By the way, Judas, fuck him.
What if you go back too far and he's only like 11?
That'd be like, cool.
Damn it, went too far.
You want to be the guy that beat up little baby Jesus?
Why would you beat him up for?
Fuck it. Throw the sandal at him.
And just tell him everything. No, don't do it that way.
You're just hella mad because you didn't even get to see him as an adult. So you just throw a sandal at baby
Jesus. I'd go back even further back to like, you know, to like Noah's Ark. And be like, just show up. And you're like, where's the flood at? Where's all the animals at? And this is just a guy writing a book. You're like, hey, wait. You told me you just writing this stuff down. Get to the good part. Noah F's everybody to create more of him. wait, what? Yeah. So Noah is literally, you're the descendant of Noah. I'm like, have you heard of Asian people? Don't worry about that part. I'm like, are you sure? Because I don't think that works. They're like, we can edit it later. We can edit it later. I'm like,
it's going to get falsely translated later anyway.
Yeah. You're like, you know, that's not how they read it. What do you mean? No. Don't read it. I know you wrote that he brought on like 12 hot chicks with him on. No, they don't read it that way, bro. They read it as just his daughter and his wife. And he just bangs them forever. And it has like kids that are like 800 years old.
He's never
like,
ends.
He's like, what the? Who's interpreting this book? You know, a lot of people. It takes years and years to get to the point where Jesus, and he's like, Jesus, who the hell is that guy? Oh, my bad. We haven't got there yet. Okay, we'll get there. Anyway, he's Jesus a pretty cool cat. You know, he likes wine. You know, he parties. Sounds, you know.
Has a lot of party tricks.
He has a lot of friends.
Brings people back from the dead. Turns water to wine. He's a pretty cool guy.
Kind of starts his own, like, little gang, you know?
When you think about it, that's what it is.
Yeah, one of them's a complete just dick. But he also creates the religion. He's like, what? Yeah, if his friend doesn't do what he does, there's no thingamajig. He's like, you're ruining the end of my book. My bad. Oh, I gotta go anyway. So I should have got Bitcoin. I screwed this one up.
Tell you, man, Bitcoin or Lotto. I mean, maybe Bitcoin or Lotto numbers. You're right. I think Bitcoin would be a safest bet, though, because like nobody would fucking be like, how this fucking guy know, like all the other millionaires. You know what I mean?
Well, the only problem is there only one time machine and only you and I are using it? Or is it the thing where everybody gets to take a turn? Because you're not going to be the only one that's going to think that. You know, so that's kind of, I think it's just us, right? We've created it. Yeah.
In this scenario, it's a taco truck that travels through time.
Yeah. I think what we did, we bought the laser disc of Back to the Future and then we taped it to a flashlight. Somehow it worked. And bam, flux capacitor, people.
Instantly.
Capacitor. Did you get some plutonium or was it plutonium?
Yeah, it's plutonium.
That got the doctor.
Oh, no. Was it uranium?
Uranium.
No, it was plutonium. Was it uranium?
I think it was uranium. Pluto was a dog owned by Mickey Mouse. It all comes back. Pluto owns a dog. Think about that shit real quick. I mean, Mickey owns a dog. But yeah, is Goofy a dog? That's a big debate. Is he a dog?
Goofy is a dog.
Exactly. Pluto's a dog. Why is that Pluto acts like a dog?
So it was actually an episode of the newer Mickey cartoon shorts where Goofy is fighting Pluto for the treats.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where he does all the dog tricks for him. Like he brings Mickey the paper, he rolls over and stuff just to get treats.
But I still don't understand how he's not, one's an actual dog and one's anamorphic dog. One that can actually walk, talk, poop, have conversation, get a job. Like one's best friend's a rat. Like
yuck.
Yeah, you know. Hey, Pluto. You know, you want to come watch my dog? And he's like, well, I don't want to watch myself. like he's confused. Oh, no, you got to watch Pluto. Take him for a walk.
Like Goofy's not the sharpest tool.
Like if he walks Pluto, it's a sense of like a slavery, Matt.
Is it racist? What is slavery?
Yeah, I don't know. That's like
it's a metaphorical term above our minds being trapped in one's mind.
Somehow Disney keeps segregation in play still. What is going on, man? Why the dogs? But then again, Pluto's the only real dog. If you think about it too, though. Every other one that's like Goofy is like Goofy. They're still upright talking.
Yeah.
Only Pluto. Man, you know what must have been? Were all these people like made, like a magic wizard made these things? Like he took a rat, he took a duck. And then when he got to the end, he's like, I'll keep one dog.
Just one dog. One regular ass dog.
One duck that doesn't wear pants. Everybody else wears pants.
Well, Mickey technically doesn't wear a shirt.
He don't need to wear a shirt. You see, he's ripped. It's a motherfucking man. My favorite part about Donald is, you know, he walks around and introduces himself wrong all day. You know he does it all day. It's like, people are like, hey, what's your name? Donald Dick. I mean, Donald Duck. My bad, bro. I don't wear pants.
But now that I said Donald Dick, you looked, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. You son of a bitch. I don't know. Disney's fun. I can't go wrong with it.
Speaking of shows, you watching any shows right now? Netflix, Hulu.
Oh man, where am I getting into?
HBO Max.
We both talked about the good old Cecil Hotel. And
at the Cecil.
You get a chance. It's called, what is it called? Crime Scene?
I don't even know what it's called.
The actual show is called like Crime Scene, and then it's like the Cecil Hotel or something. Anyway, it's on Netflix. You gotta watch it. It's pretty good.
I just know the chick's name is Eliza Lamb.
Eliza Lamb is her name, yes. Eliza Lamb, and she's a crazy Canadian girl. She comes to America with hopes and dreams, and then she dies. It's like, what? Like Larry King, what do you mean? Give me some more.
Yeah, the show's called Crime Scene.
It is called
Vanishing at the Cecil Hotel.
And when this, I remember when it actually happened, it was all over the news because they kept showing that video.
Oh, yeah.
She's tripping balls in an elevator like she's talking to a ghost. And everybody thought it was that. Cecil Hotel is haunted. There's a lot of prostitutes and drugs. And
the creepy thing for me about that video is like you start to see your hand like look like it's like contorting and twisting and shit.
Yeah, when she's doing like she's flailing her arms.
Yeah.
And then she's like hiding in the elevator and then peeks out and goes back in and she's just totally tripping.
Everybody was like, like on the Netflix special, everybody's like, oh my God, she's scared out of her mind. And you know, my first go-to is exactly what you said. She is tripping balls right now.
Yeah, and that was my take. It wasn't like there's immediately. A ghost. I was like, drugs. Drugs are involved.
People there's have to something.
There's no such thing as ghosts. It's drugs. like that's it. Like my house is haunted. You need drugs last night? Plenty, but still. Like, I knew it.
Drugs.
I want to see ghosts too.
Whether you voluntarily took them or accidentally got them in your system.
I think that'd be the best way to buy drugs. You go up to somebody, I want to see ghosts. Ooh, well, how many do you want to see?
What kind of ghost do you want to see, my friend?
And do you want to be possessed? Yeah, you need some of this shit right here. Cecil Hotel.
I got like, that Cecil Hotel right here.
The best part is the people on the show, the internet YouTubers, they call themselves sleuths.
Like, yeah, the sleuths.
Like another word for like detective. Like we're gonna find out all the, and they make podcast show about it. And they get their fame off of this poor girl's death.
Yes, and they do, and they love every minute of it too.
It's so sad because they live their lives trying to figure out this disappearance.
I will tell you, one of the best features on the Cecil Hotel is that random black guy who talked about how the Cecil Hotel in the 80s was just hookers and drugs.
Oh yeah, the guy that lived there.
Yeah, I was like, why is this guy here? Why? Just like I told you how they amped it up until the fourth episode and then you find out everything on the very last episode and you're like, well, that makes sense.
But he was a Cecil historian.
That's what it comes off as. That's literally what it comes off as. How did they find this guy is my question.
They went to Skid Row. Anybody stayed at the Cecil Hotel? I lived there for 22 years.
That guy wasn't on Skid Row no more. He said he was finally in a house.
But no more. But yeah. Oh, you're right. How'd they find him?
Like how do they find this guy?
And he's an actor.
Like, he's like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like my guy was like, yeah, I was there.
Yeah, he walked in for the audition. Good sirs, now I would like to audition for this part of the crazy man that lived in the hotel one time. What should I say? Drugs, prostitutes, drugs, murder. I got it. Okay, listen here. I live there, and there was a lot of drugs, prostitutes, and murder.
Like, literally, like I was like, what does this have to do with anything? Like, why do I need to know the background of the Cecil Hotel?
They tried hard to build it up like it was what movie is it? And it takes place in a hotel and you go level by level to survive it. Isn't John Wick something like that, like part two or some shit?
What the fuck?
Like, it's like a video game. They try to build it up where like this level was perfectly fine in the hotel, but these three levels were total hell. You don't want to be there.
The only thing that I got from that place is whoever owns the Cecil Hotel is a piece of shit. When they separated to two separate hotels.
Well, I think it's messed up. The city wouldn't let them turn it into a real hotel. They said, no, you still have to keep low income housing. Yeah. And they were like, what? And that's honestly why I was a piece of turd. Some guys are like, I already paid $5 a day to stay there.
Yep.
Shit, I would have walked in here, $60. I'm staying 2 months. That doesn't equate. Shut up.
Here's my $60.
I got some prostituting, drugging, and murdering to do.
Yep. All right, it was okay. Can here. I stay on the 10th floor?
Yeah,
and I heard that's where it's allowed.
And where's the ghost, Tyrone? 8H, gotcha. Like, oh man! It's
but
wild,
every
though.
Time, wild, every yeah. time that documentary or whatever you want to call it, the crime show went to that guy, and he was just like, "Yeah, man, it was pretty crazy up in there."
He said the same thing over and over,
over and over. That's all he said.
Yeah, no matter what, like all they cut back to him after they showed the video of her, he's like, Yeah, people did a lot of drugs. Prostitutes were there. They were killing, some robbing, some murder, some ghosts. Did I already say the drug part? Because they had drugs too.
And like, then they come back to him and he's like, yeah, I would take girls up there.
Oh, yeah, my room. Yeah. You say, hey, you know, we get down, you know what I'm saying? Then I go right back down. Drugs, prostitute, murder, ghosts. Like, what? Like, is that always the order? Well, we can start with the ghosts first, but it's ghosts, drugs, prostitutes, murder. Any way you want it, I will give it to you.
That's all that happened there. That's it.
Like, that should be the slogan. Seats a hotel, prostitutes, ghosts, drugs, and murder.
I just want to know how much that guy got paid.
Oh, right. It's a good show, though, because like you said, it's four episodes, I think.
And yeah, it's four.
It keeps you locked in the whole time.
It does. But you know, the climax or whatever, it's just when they're just like, oh, she just wasn't taking her medication.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it.
She lost her shit.
Yeah, that's all. She was bipolar and she didn't. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
She did not die due to a rape.
No.
A victim of a murder.
No.
Or ghosts.
No.
Or playing the elevator game.
No. It was actually due to not taking drugs.
She was fucking she's like tripping balls.
Yeah, opposite of what you would think. She did not.
Which can be confirmed by her sister that when she wasn't on her medication, she would hallucinate and trip balls.
Yep. And she would hide from people and think somebody's after her and do the exact same mannerisms you saw in the video.
And she thought that hiding in a water tank on the roof was her best option.
It was. No one found her. She did a good job.
High and go seek champion 2013.
She definitely did a great job. Took a while. Shit. Took the maintenance guy. Poor guy. Didn't speak any English.
The worst part is all those people that were drinking her.
Oh,
her decomposition body.
It was wild, man.
Bathing in it.
Again, spoiler alert. If you haven't seen it, watch it. Even though we're telling you all about it, you still have to watch it.
Yeah.
It's good. Hey, this Saturday, we're going to be on the corner of 107th and Figueroa, or over there by the Cecil Hotel. It's gonna be great. And just mention that guy in the video, drug, sex, murder, ghosts, and you will get a free taco.
Free taco.
If you take a selfie with him, we'll let you drive the truck.
if you can pull that off, you can drive the truck.
You can drive the truck. We don't care where you drive it to. Drive it anywhere you want. We'll be there right with you. Get a selfie. Man, you know the Cecil Hotel is closed.
Is it closed?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they did. They did close it down.
Closed down. Yeah, yeah. Which is good because, man, as an L.A. resident, downtown L.A., certified shithole. Good Lord, man. If you're out there and you want to come to L.A., please avoid downtown L.A.
Well, that's what I told you when they broke it up to a different hotel and was just like leading people in the wrong direction.
They tried so hard.
Like, I would be so pissed if I came and then I'm in the middle of Skid Row.
What was the best part about that split up the hotel? It was only three floors that got the upgrade.
Yeah.
And you had to take the same elevator as the whack jobs.
Shared the same elevator.
Yeah, 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 yeah. If you come to LA, please, please stay in Santa Monica, the beach area. Stay away from downtown LA. Just never approach down. It's a piece. There's nothing there for you to go to downtown LA for. Nothing. Nothing. Except for drugs, ghosts, prostitutes, murder.
That's it.
That's pretty much all of downtown LA. It's not just a Cecil Hotel. So
a show that I've been watching lately is Doom Patrol.
Doom Patrol. I like some Doom Patrol.
And I don't know if you've seen the whole
I've seen it all,
first
man.
Two seasons.
Seen it
so
all.
Far, so far, I'm loving the Sex Patrol episode.
Ooh, that's a good one.
This show is so good when the Sex Busters show up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good one. I that show's fantastic.
Oh,
Doom
it's really
Patrol.
Good.
If you have HBO Max, watch Doom Patrol. It is phenomenal.
Doom Patrol and Titans is really good.
And these are based on DC comic books. So, but if you don't care for comic books, Blue, you'll still love Doom Patrol.
Doom Patrol is just completely random.
It's very random. It's how the book is, but it's very random. So check out Doom Patrol.
I will tell you, though, that Brandon Fraser gets pretty annoying with fucking fuck, 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 fuck.
Yeah, he curses a lot. A lot. But, you know, he's a robot, dude. His brain's inside of a robot.
What can you do?
What can you do? If I woke up one day and I was a robot and just my brain was functional. Oh, man.
While we're on the subject, out of all of the people on Doom Patrol, who do you think got it the worst?
Oh, you mean like their like whole origin?
Yes, yes.
I would still say Brandon Fraser's character because it's
just terrible.
Well, because he didn't gain any powers.
Nope.
The other one somehow.
I mean, he did gain powers. He's a fucking robot.
But the other one somehow gained a power that they can't necessarily control, but they gained a power. So, I mean, I want a power. It seems like to get a power, something tragic has to happen to you. That's the thing. You know? Like, what if you woke up one day and somebody was standing above you and they chopped off your dong? You're like, no! And you're like, wait a second. If I wait 5 minutes, I'll get a power.
No, that's not how that works.
I know. You're like, and then you wait like 30 minutes.
Oh, you yell. Hold on. You yell. Phil, it's not working. Can you bring it back?
Not even that. You're still just waiting. I'm going to hold out hope. Spend an hour. Just hold for a little bit longer. And you come to find out when you bled almost to death, you're like, all right, no powers are coming about.
It's like, not working.
Phil, bring it back. Bring a stapler.
Phil, we need to get to the hospital. It could be reattached. Yeah. It hasn't been past the window yet.
The best part is Phil's a dog and he thought it was a chew toy.
Oh, God. So
that thing's over with.
Good luck.
Yeah, Taco Tuesdays, everyone. Meet us again, 107th Figueroa this Saturday.
Circled back to Dick Tacos.
Skid Row. You love it. Skid Row's the best, not the band, the worst part of LA. So thanks for stopping by Taco Tuesdays. He's Chuck the Rap Star.
Peace.
Yep, I'm Nutso. Nerds Talking Fridays. Tune in. Nerds Reviews Network. Sayonara.
If you haven't yet, Google Nutso and Chuck the Rap Star.
Hey, is Sayonara Mexican?
Sayonara? I thought that was Japanese.
There's no such language as Mexican. I tricked you, bitch. All right, Taco Tuesdays!
Thanks for stopping by and tacoing about it. Don't forget, new shows every Tuesday. Tell your friends, like, subscribe.
Nerds Talking, brand new episodes every Friday on Nerd Reviews Network. Subscribe and turn on your notifications so you don't miss out. Ka-chow.